When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Listen. It's the Vert Show.
We are down to the last 8 babies in our busted baby brackets. This year, we went for the most aesthetically challenged, and you guys have stepped up with your kids.
Yeah, you did with your sweet little cone heads.
Man, look at matchup number one. That's pissed off, baby.
Yeah.
That is grumpy baby right there, man. It's actually not a, it's not a bad looking baby. It's just... it's in a mood.
Yes.
That is a mood.
That's two of my favorites. I hate that one of them can't go to the next round.
Yeah. Conehead one, man, is baby 6. Kristen, give us a description of matchup 2 there.
I don't have it. I don't have the baby bracket pulled up, man.
I've got them. Okay, so matchup 2 is the baby who lived, because to me it looks like Harry Potter because it's got like a big scar on its forehead. And baby 13, who I now have beef with because it knocked out my favorite, baby 15 with the buck teeth, has like one of those big cone heads, but it looks like one of those massive cartoon cowboy hats. It's like 15 gallons because it's...
oh, it does.
You know what I'm talking about?
The Arby's hat.
Yeah, like the Arby's hat. Arby's hat baby.
So Bart, baby 11 is like stayed too long in a tanning bed, and baby 13 has the receding hairline of a shop teacher.
Okay. Those are both old school pictures, by the way. So the red baby, I guarantee you, the red baby isn't really red because my baby pictures look like that. From the hospital, for some reason, everything had a red tint to it.
Yeah.
Yes.
They ain't had the filters back then.
No. There was no Valencia. Okay, there wasn't anything like that.
Gotcha.
So that's just like, that's the old school hospital photo that they took of your kid. And if for some reason, it made all of us look like we came out 3 inches from the sun.
Look, we hate to put this kind of challenge in front of you, but these are tough decisions you're going to have to make today on these very tough decisions. So vote online today on the Busted Brackets at thebertshow.com. All right, the question really comes from, like, how toxic does a workplace have to become before you're finally like, I got to get out of here?
All right, so the email reads, "Hey, Bert Show, I find myself in a situation I never thought I would be in. I have worked for my employer for almost 14 years. First as her nanny while in college, and then after graduation was offered a job in her business. Up until now, I've loved my job, and my boss and coworkers feel very much like family. I have 2 children, always took pride in my accomplishments and showing my children that a mom can both work hard outside the home and be there for them inside the home, much like Cassie and Kristen. I have moved up in the company over the years, won awards, earned a prestigious designation in my field. As you may know, childcare costs are astronomical, and my monthly bill is more than one of my biweekly paychecks. I've never had a problem with this because I've loved going to work and enjoyed my coworkers and my environment, and my husband's job pays well. About 6 months ago, around the time I was preparing to come back from my maternity leave with my second, I could feel the culture shifting. Now my boss is hardly present, micromanaging all of the employees and talking about us to each other behind our backs. I have been struggling with severe postpartum depression and anxiety this time around, and I'm in the care of a doctor. I understand that I shouldn't bring every problem into the office, and I've been doing my best to not let things show, complete my daily task, show up to meetings, and participate and speak professionally with clients. But even knowing what I am going through, I have been told that I need to toughen up and to not be a downer. But by my boss, and to leave my problems at the door. My husband has offered to pick up extra work so I can quit and stay home with our kids, since the newly toxic work environment is exacerbating my current mental health struggles. I have never wanted to be a stay-at-home mom, but lately I feel that I am missing my children and their childhoods, and the thought of staying home with them sounds great. trust me, I know it's not a walk in the park and that it is a full-time job in and of itself. And while I acknowledge things have gotten toxic at work, the years I have put in and the history I have is making it really difficult to consider leaving, even if it would be better for my own mental health and my family. My struggle and question for you, how do I reconcile my feelings that I am throwing away a career and that I'm losing what I considered a family? Any advice on how to resign in a respectful manner to a person who I felt so close to for many years? I don't want to burn a bridge, as our industry likes to talk, and if I get back into the field once my children are older, I don't want to feel blackballed. I appreciate any thoughts or advice you have for me. Sincerely, Mental Health Mama.
I wish I knew how the real world worked better. Our environment is very different than the real world, because if one of you guys came to me and said, like, this was really jacking with me, and I'm like, I'm shifting, I'm pivoting in a different direction, that's your life, man. I mean, this is important for me. It's important for us, but your life and your family, if that's where you want to be, then you go.
Yeah, I think there's no doubt here that you need to put in your 2 weeks and you need to go home and you need to be with your family and put your focus there. If your job is not serving you, then don't serve your job.
They don't want you there either, probably. Like, if your heart's not into it, you're probably doing your boss and the company a favor by taking off.
Yeah, times have changed, and there's nothing wrong with putting mental health first if that's what you feel like you need to do. People have evolved into realizing the importance of it, so I don't think you should feel anything is wrong with it or shamed by it. Put in your 2 weeks, give them a notice. That's the most you can do. And then if they can't understand that, then it's not really more you can do beyond that. You got to do what you got to do for yourself and your family.
Yeah, I think, Kristen, you've said it best. There are jobs that pay the bills and there are jobs that pay the soul. And it sounds like this job has been sucking the soul out of you. So I would say these years with your kids are way too precious for you to be miserable for a job just for a paycheck. I would bounce, but I mean, you can do it respectfully with a 2 weeks notice and let them have the buffer to be able to find somebody else. But yeah, I think you got to get out of this job.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.